Hello and welcome to Talking Talkies. We are your hosts, Benny
and Mina.
And thank you for joining us. Folks, we usually do this whole routine where we talk about what this podcast is and where you can find us. I'm going to get right to it because it's pretty straightforward. We're a movie podcast. We talk movies. So moving on, you know, we wanted to, you know, if you are one of our few loyal listeners, you will notice that we've been away for a while. That's due to a variety of reasons, life, other podcasts, other things going on. So you'll know more about it in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for that. But I do want to mention, though, if you have not listened to our podcast before, we will get into spoiler territory. So if you have not watched the movie that we're going to be talking about, I highly recommend that you watch the movie first, and then you can come back and listen to us. And so the movie that we're going to be talking about today is a movie that released late last year, and it was a movie that Mina recommended as one of her favorite movies from last year. And yes. It was only when I watched it earlier this year, and I think it was probably like the day after we recorded that particular conversation, I watched this movie and I was like, oh my God, why am I so late to this movie? So one of my favorite Bollywood movies from recent years, I don't even know if it qualifies as a proper Bollywood film. It's just a really good, solid Indian film. Yes. And we'll talk about why that is the case. So the movie we're talking about is 12th Fail.
2 लाख हिंदी मीडियम विद्यार्थी में से केवल 25-30 ही बन पाते हैं IAS, IPS. बाकी 1,99,970 back to zero. पढ़ गया.
ये जो फाइन के नाम तू मांग रहा है ना, ये घूस है. घूसखोरी कर रहा है तो इस कुर्सी पे बैठ गया.
अबे जबान बहुत ज्यादा चला रहा है तो.
जबान चलाना शुरू कहाँ किया अब तक? चंबल का हूँ समझा.
IPS बन गया ना तो पहला लेटर जो साइन करूंगा तेरी सस्पेंशन का होगा. ये बात याद रखना. तो
IAS बनना बड़ी बात नहीं है. बड़ी बात ये है कि जिस कुर्सी पर आप बैठेंगे ना, उससे आपकी इज्जत ना हो बल्कि आपसे उस कुर्सी की इज्जत बढ़े. चलिए अब पढ़ाई शुरू करेंगे, लेकिन उससे पहले आपने एक लड़का है कोई जिसका नाम है मनोज कुमार शर्मा. कौन है मनोज?
So, 12th Fail is a 2023 हिंदी बायोग्राफिकल ड्रामा directed, produced, and written by Vidhu Vinod Chopra. It's based on the 2019 nonfiction book by Anurag Pathak about Manoj Kumar Sharma, who overcame extreme poverty to become an Indian police service officer. Now, the film stars Vikrant Masi as Sharma, alongside Medha Shankar, Anand Joshi, Anshuman Pushkar, and Priyanshu Chatterjee. And the film received widespread critical acclaim, emerged as a sleeper hit, grossing over 69 crore, or if you want to talk about in dollar terms, $8.6 million worldwide on a $2.5 million budget. And at the 69th Filmfare Awards, the only awards that I care about from Indian cinema, it won 5 awards.
I'm so impressed that you care about Filmfare Awards.
I mean, there has to be some standard, right? Like, sure, the national awards are there, but Filmfare Awards are the only one that I watched from, like, a childhood. Now there's just so many, and they just hand out awards to, like, every single person who
exactly.
can, like, stand.
Exactly. I stopped, I think, 10 decades back. I think 10 years back. I just stopped. I said, I can't deal with these awards. They are just a farce. That's it. But, yeah, maybe not for this movie. I think it deserved it.
At the Filmfare Awards, it won 5 awards, including Best Film, Best Director, and Best Actor Critics for Vikrant Masi. So, Mino, I know you mentioned that this was one of your favorite movies. You talked a little bit about it. Obviously, at that point, I had not seen it, and I was not able to identify or empathize with, like, any of the things that you brought up. And I have so many thoughts now that I've seen it, and I know that I texted you and I said, listen, we have to talk about this movie. I can't wait. I can't wait till, like, another year to talk about this, or, like, at a future date. I have so many thoughts. And let me tell you, in the span of 4 weeks, I watched this film 3 times, once by myself and twice with my friends who I recommended the film to. So we watched it together after I recommended it.
Nice.
So I watched it three times, and even like the most recent time when I watched it, it was just like, it was still so good. Even though I watched it within a short span of time, watching it multiple times, I didn't feel like, oh, you know, I've seen this already and whatever, you know, it was still so good. So before I get to the favorite scenes of mine from this film, what are your thoughts on the film overall, having rewatched it? I'm assuming you rewatched it for the show.
Of course.
Just anything that stands out for you overall?
I just love how endearing this film is. That is the word I will use for it. It's just Manoj's journey is so many pitfalls. Like, adversity is hitting him in full strength, like gushing in, like the winds of adversity are gushing at him from all corners. And despite that, that guy never wavers from his aim. I think for me, the whole, it's based on a true story. But for me, it's just, this movie could have turned pretty dark, pretty boring, in terms of pretty depressing, the way the stories for his background could have been told. But the beauty of Vinod Chopra's direction in this film is it keeps it grounded. It constantly tells the audience, be hopeful, be hopeful. Something good will come out. So that constant vibe of the film is, yes, he has his challenges, but he is going to overcome it. Keep rooting for this guy. And you need people to root for in a story. You need people to root for.
Right.
And Manoj's character is just so endearing. But at the same time, the whole cast around, his whole support system is so wonderful. I was really floored by this movie. And personally, it taught me that what am I cribbing about my... Because I was going through a hard time. I had just gone through a really hard time in 2023. And I was at my lowest when I watched this movie. It was the first day of the new year that we watched it. And it just filled me with so much of positivity and hope and optimism that no matter what life throws at you, something good is waiting for you. And I think it just came at the right time for me to put me in the right mood for 2024. That's why this movie will be special on a very personal level for me as well. So that was the beauty of this film.
Yeah. And I think for me, it helped that I didn't really come into it with much context. I know you recommended it, but there were many other people on social media who were talking about this film, other film stars and filmmakers were talking about it, which is not always the case. So when I decided, okay, I was going to watch it, you know, I didn't really know much about Vinod Chopra. Of course, I've seen his films before, but I've never really thought about who's making this particular film. But I did know Vikrant Masi because I've seen him in other films. I've always enjoyed his performances. And I was like, all right, everyone is saying good things about it. Vikrant is in it. Let me watch it. And that's literally how I came into it. I just knew it was a true story based on this IPS officer. And so that's another thing. I know how it ends. Obviously, it's a good ending, a positive ending.
Yes.
So I was like, how good can it be? I mean, it's going to be probably like a straightforward, feel-good story. And which it was to... it was not straightforward. It was a feel-good story. But the twists and turns or the journey that we go through to get to that final point. And I think that was the director's biggest challenge. And he just knocked it out of the park. Because even when you know the ending, taking you on those journeys, making you feel along with the protagonist, rooting for not just him, rooting for even the other characters, even the small roles played by some of these actors, you're just in for the ride and you feel everything that, you know, Manoj feels throughout the film. And so for me, I remember I watched it the first time and you know it, and by now the listeners should know I'm a softie. I'm a sucker for a good tearjerker. And I was like, oh man, at the end of the film, I was beaming and I was like, I'm going to watch this again really soon. And even then I was surprised that I ended up watching it two more times. And my friends were very happy with my recommendation because a lot of the films that I like, generally, not everybody else likes the same. So they were like, wow, you actually recommended a good film this time. So,
see, Benny, I'm going to pull your leg over this for the rest of my life, for the rest of the podcast we end up doing.
I know what you're going to refer to now. I know what they're going to talk about.
You like Jawan. I am with your friends on this one.
I regret nothing. I will not change my mind about Jawan. I absolutely enjoy that film.
I love ragging you over it. So I am with your friends on this one.
I'm not saying it's a masterpiece, but Jawan is a feel, you know, you go in to have a good time, you have a good time. It gives you what it promises. So, but I'm glad to talk about a film that's more universally liked and appreciated. So, yes. Let's dive into it. We'll talk a lot about the actors and stuff about the film, but I want to kind of jump into the scenes itself, and then we'll get to them. So the opening scene itself, right? It starts with a literal bang. It establishes Manoj Sharma. It establishes where he's from, his family. And I thought that was just great. That was just a great way to introduce the world, introduce the context of his life at that point, you know, like when in this remote village, which is really known for the dacoits, and you know, the school system is laughable but very reflective of how it is probably in a lot of these rural areas.
So, absolutely. And I think just like maybe a trivia reference or whatever, if people want to know non-Indians who end up watching this movie, because it's on Netflix and there are subs available, and I would highly recommend people watch it, is if they want to understand the Chambal reference and the bandits reference, one of the most famous bandits, the Bandit Queen, came out of Chambal, and there's a fantastic movie by the same name made by Shekhar Kapoor. Seema Biswas was in the leading role. I think people should just go watch that as well. So that's, you'll get the context of what village he was living in, and from that village to go where he ended up with, that just completely puts everything in perspective as to what challenges the guy must have had. So to be honest, his father was exceedingly honest, married to his principles, right? His father, it comes from his father. It's implied from his grandmother that the grandfather was a freedom fighter. So the grandmother is a kick-ass. She has a very short role, but she has such a kick-ass start in that start scene. The way she stands up for her son is just kind of tells you what. Yeah. And that will help you understand why Manoj is the way he is till the end, where he stands firm on his principles. So it's not just, we'll come to it. It's not just that one person's words changes the course of his life. It's been, the seeds have already been sown by his mother, by his father, by his grandmom. By his brother also. So it's a very impactful first scene of the movie that sets the tone of the entire film.
Especially for a true story, you know, there's not much leeway that the film writer or the director could have, right? Unless they want to completely fabricate something. You still have to stick to the story, the true story of it all. And even with that, the way that the director establishes this family, right from the opening scene, you know, okay, this is not going to be a run-of-the-mill story, because when the grandmother calls over the guy, the postman, I guess, and you think, oh, she's going to like try to like talk to him gently and calm everybody down, because that's a typical Indian grandmother. Instead, she grabs his hand and then asks the grandson to bring the rifle. I was like, oh, we're off to the races now. So this is going to be a fun film. Like, I just loved how in that 5 minutes you establish all the characters and their uniqueness.
Yeah. And the just one call out for the actress who plays the grandmother. She's not some just any side character person. She's actually very famous in Gujarati theater, very accomplished. Sarita Joshi is her name. She's also won the 4th highest civilian award, the Padma Shri, for her contribution to art and cinema and her field. So she's a terrific actress. So it was just wonderful to see her in that little role. And that's why she leaves so much impact as an actress, even in those just 3-4 scenes that she has. So just for the viewer, listeners, that's a little bit more on the actor, on the cast. And I think I'll talk about a few more of them. There are some very good recommendations.
Yeah, we'll talk more about them. And then from the opening scene, we move to the school where, Manoj is preparing or he's ready to give his 12th standard exams. And again, in another stretch of this film, it's established that people like Manoj, students in that area, they're not meant to succeed in life. Nobody cares, right? It's just something that they need to go through, pass because, just pass them off. But then they're not going to do anything big in life. They're probably going to just continue their family, whatever jobs that they've been in, just the menial jobs is what they would probably look for. And so that's where the first big twist in Manoj's life happens, I guess, because we are introduced to a character, DSP Dushyant Singh. And so he comes in, he's like the new cop in town. He comes to the school, he notices, the cheating going on, and then realizes that this is being endorsed by the teachers and all of that. And so he puts a stop to it, knowing that he's not going to last long if he takes such actions, right? But he's not going to let that hold him back.
Benny, before you jump into the scene, with the point that you made that these kids in the rural areas are not expected to succeed, they're supposed to do menial jobs. That scene setting happens in the previous scene also. And there's just one dialogue where, so the father has got caught up he's been suspended from the job for standing up for his principles against corruption. And he says, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go away to high court, right? So now the earning member is gone, obviously. And the way he assures his mom is, don't worry, once I clear my 12th grade or the 12th standard exam, I will find a job as a peon. He says, chaprasi. Dhoond lunga main. I will find. And the money will keep coming in. So that's what so people have to understand why Dushyant Singh plays such a pivotal role in Manoj's life. That was his ambition at that point. And that just takes a completely different turn. Yeah. So I just want to set the context so people understand, but now go on. I will not jump in more.
Right. And again, I'm assuming people who are listening at this point, you've all watched the film and you know what we're talking about. And the scene that we're going to be talking about is the one where Manoj and his brother, or is it the friend?
Yeah, it's his brother.
They're arrested.
Yeah, it's his brother.
Because politics,
Yeah.
They are doing something that the mayor of the town doesn't want them to do. So they end up being arrested on false charges. And so at this point, Manoj gets an opportunity to get out because, the cop is like, well, if you want to do anything, go get your gun and come back or whatever. And so Manoj goes to the DSP's house. It's in, late night, and he's calling out for him to come help him. And eventually he does. And, he helps get the brothers released. And it's just an amazing scene. It's in a movie full of amazing scenes and scenes that make you just cheer. This is one of those early ones, right? Because we've all seen Indian films. We've lived in such kind of places where the cops, especially if they're in, they have the power, over you. If they want to put you in jail, if they want to hold you in the cell, it's just one of those things where you just accept the reality of bribes and all of those things. And so to see this honest cop actually serving the people in this case, getting these innocent kids out, it's one of those first whistle-worthy scenes, and the actor does a great job in the scene. He doesn't do anything he doesn't overact. No. He doesn't undersell it. He's very steady. And I can see why a character like Manoj Sharma is just inspired by those simple acts, right? Those simple acts of righteousness. And, you know, you can see the wheels turning in his life, in Manoj's life, where he now, he's got a new inspiration. He wants to be like this cop. And he asks him, like, how can he do that? And he just says something that, you know, if this was not based on a true story, I would be like, okay, that's not really helpful. You know, he just says, stop cheating. And, you know, that's it. But it's just amazing that for someone in Manoj's station, you know, for someone like Manoj, the life that he has or has had it until this point, it's just a simple thing. Stop cheating, be honest, and keep striving, keep working hard, and you'll get where you want to go. It's easy to say. It's not always easy to accomplish. In fact, it's almost never easy to accomplish. So this really sets up the film, because now Manoj starts his journey to becoming or wanting to become a police officer. So before Manoj is sent off, or, you know, he takes his savings and goes, what is your take on the whole Dushyant Singh character?
Oh, very nicely placed, because we all need one turning point in our lives, right? Somebody to inspire us. So I think that's very, very well placed character. Like you said, they could have stretched it, dragged it, made him give sermons, blah, nothing of that happens. And it's just the messaging of don't cheat. Basically, don't do anything wrong and you will be fine, kind of. Don't be corrupt, because cheating is the first step to corruption. That's how it all starts. And I think that's the message he gives him. And it was very well delivered. No melodrama, nothing done. And he leaves. And obviously he's transferred. So he's not there to guide Manoj at all. It's implied that they don't see each other again, probably, because he's transferred. Because he stood up to the village, whatever that politicians might. So obviously he's going to get transferred. That's the story of most civil service officers or government employees. The moment you stand up against the authorities, you're asked to go somewhere else.
You know, it's very tempting to go through every scene of this film, and but that'll take forever. So
it'll be hard. It'll take us like 3 hours, Benny.
Seriously, like, you know, when I was like making up a list of all my favorite scenes, I was like, I've pretty much written the entire film down. Like, how are we going to talk about everything?
So technically, I had a third rewatch, right? Because you have written the whole thing. I was like, I'm trying to pick which scene do I add? No, every scene Benny's already put there.
Yes. So I'm going to keep jumping through, because I want to very quickly get through these scenes and then talk about the film overall. Jumping from this very and uplifting, hopeful kind of scenes with the DSP, I want to jump to the first really crushing scene of the film, which is once, you know, Manoj, he's actually given all his grandmother's savings, and he gets on this bus to go to the big city to prepare for this exam and give the exam and all of that. And he ends up losing everything, because, you know, when the bus gets to his destination, he's actually been sleeping, and he wakes up to find that this person sitting next to him, a mother with a child, has actually taken all of his stuff. So all of his money is gone. Yeah. He literally has only the clothes on his back, and that's all he has. So that was a very crushing scene. I remember when I was watching it for the first time, when he woke up, I was like, oh God, something is going to go wrong, isn't it? I just did not expect it to be the mother who would take it. And when I watched it with my friends, I was like watching their reaction to be like, and they were just crushed. They were like, what? That mother? Like, you know, she with the young child, like, how could she do, you know, like, so I can imagine like people watching it, and we've been introduced to Manoj's character, who's on this journey now. Literally the first step of his journey, he meets with this obstacle, and I'm like, I would be crushed, and I would just try to get back home and just be like, I just lost all of my grandmother's savings. Like, I can't do anything. I cannot function. But again, this scene, as crushing as it is, also sets up Manoj's character, how he just refuses to lose, refuses to accept. And he's like going to keep marching on till he meets his goal. So a very early sign of his character.
And just to set the context for, again, mainly for non-Indian listeners of our podcast, because in India, yeah, this is what Manoj is aspiring to be, is a police officer where there are different services, the civil services examination. You have to get into a certain cadre of police officers or government or officials. There are different levels of service exams that you give. So he actually goes to give the state exams, which is the, where if you're in Maharashtra, right, it would be the Maharashtra Public Service Commission. Or if you're in UP, it is the UPSC. UPPSC. So it's basically the state and the Public Service Commission. Okay, that's the first level. And then through promotions, you get, you can get into the national cadre, which is Indian Administrative Services, or IFS, which is Indian Foreign Services. However, there are also exams that take you, you can directly apply for the UPSC, right? To apply directly for IAS and IPS. So he would, if he would have done that, he would, if he had gone for the, which is what he goes for eventually, is the Indian Police Service, which is like the highest level of civil services in India for the police. If you want to get into police force, or if you want to get into government services, then it's the Indian Administrative Services. Just to put the context, he is not even aware of the levels. He just knows Dushyant sir has come from this as a this designation. So to get to his level, I need to go for the state services. And that's what he's aspiring for. And when he lands up, he's crushed because the state has no funding to recruit people into the state services. So they have stopped it for next 3 years. So that's a double blow for him. So it's like, it's worst for him at that point.
Yeah. So again, it's very tempting to go through every scene, but I'm going to like jump forward in time, because so obviously he meets this guy, Preetham, becomes friends with him, and Preetham kind of decides, okay, you know what, this guy seems interesting, and I'm going to like help him, and I'm going to like bring him along with me to Delhi, the capital, so that he can prepare for this IPS exams and kind of continue this journey. So obviously we see a series of events where, you know, Manoj tries, fails, tries in different ways. He's trying all these sacrifices. And it, there's eventually this coaching center where he tries to go. And this is kind of like my next favorite scene. And this also introduces the character played by Medha Shankar, Shraddha. And obviously I've never seen her before. And when they introduced her, I didn't realize she was going to become a main character in the film. I just thought just like another side character. I enjoyed that scene a lot because it was kind of sad and comical at the same time. But also kind of a damning sign of, you know, how these coaching centers operate, you know, where they do false advertisements, which is a real thing, which is a real issue. So that is one. But at the same time, it was comical when, you know, he's introducing himself to the girl in where the girl's dad is around, and he asks for her name and just cuts him off. And he's like, okay, thank you. And we're going to go. And I was like, oh, well played, dad. Well played. I like that. I like that introduction, because then obviously that leads into this kind of romantic subplot, which again, if this wasn't a true story, I would have been wondering like, why was this introduced? But again, it's just fascinating how these two real people met, which kind of leads into this very awkward and cringy scene later in the film where he's again failed, and then he actually goes to Shraddha's house when she's actually not there. She's been studying with him in the same center, but then she leaves, and then he decides to go and kind of find her there and confess his love for her. And then it's a hard scene to watch, and I remember watching it all three times, and just a credit to Vikrant's acting, and we'll talk about Vikrant a little bit more later on, but top-notch acting in that scene, because all you can see is Vikrant, right? Because he has this phone conversation with Shraddha, and you can only hear her, but everything else is just conveyed through what Manoj is saying, and really the facial expressions by Vikrant. So I'm only saying it's a favorite scene of mine just because of the acting performance, but not because of how awkward and cringy it is.
Well, and then, of course,
that leads from there. He goes back home because he's just defeated, yeah. And he goes back home, and this is where he finds out that his grandmother has died, and this leads to one of my favorite scenes from the film, which is really two really good actors showing their absolute skills and talent. So the mother, who's played by actor Geeta Sharma, I don't know if you know anything about her, but I don't, but
not much scene... but I've seen her in a lot of like web series and movies. She's coming now, so I have seen her, but yeah, not in prominent roles or anything. I think now she's getting, people have realized how good she is.
That scene between the mother and the son, right? Like where she's trying to put up a happy face and saying, yeah, everything is fine. You know, your sister is doing a great job. And and he just like kind of snaps at her and says, don't lie. And it hit me so badly. Like, I think that was the first time I started like shedding some tears, because I was like, I understand the mother's attempts, because we've all had mothers who tried to, you know, they try to shield us from anything negative, from anything bad. They try to convince us that the world is a lot better than it is and everything will work out. But Manoj has already gone through a lot in the last few months that he doesn't need to be shielded. He's well aware of what their life is like. And then from there, just when you think the film has really peaked, next scene is with his father. And I'm like, again, another powerful scene, another absolute display of acting prowess by both, the actor who plays the dad. Because that's when you realize, or for me at least, that's when I realized this is not a typical feel good, you know, underdog turns out to become successful at the end. Because a lot of movies stumble when they try to convey some sort of message relating to not giving up, just keep going, you know, success will come eventually. They become too preachy, or it becomes a little too exaggerated and it becomes a little unbelievable. But in this, it was just these two, you know, the father and the son, both have been through so much. The father has been unsuccessfully, you know, trying to fight this case. And then he sees his son in this, I don't even know how to describe the place that he's staying in.
Oh my God.
It breaks him down even further.
So Benny, he was working at the library, just to set, like, to tell where, because we've jumped a few scenes. He was working at the library and he gets accused of, the librarian tells him that you've sold off the old papers and you've not got the right value for it. Where are you hiding the rest of it? So it's his pride again. And he's such a sincere, honest guy. So he says, you know what? I don't give a damn. I'm just leaving. And he leaves. And he's, I think, probably at his lowest, because Shraddha has said no. He's lost this little job that he had on the side. He is at his lowest. Yeah. So what does he do? He gets a job as a flour mill worker. And that's very harsh conditions, because the flour mill is in the same space. He probably has, I don't know, a small, I can't even measure it, like one where just one person can stand. That's the only place for him to study, with one single light bulb. And he has a 16-hour duty. Like, he's working in the, doing the, running the flour mill for 16 hours, sleeping for like 2-3 hours, and the rest he's studying. And believe me, for these exams, the kind of tough exams these are for Indian civil services, people end up quitting their jobs for 2 years and just studying 16 hours a day. So this is just to put the context of that guy is doing physical labor, not just any other job. He's doing physical labor and he's still not given up the hope of acing, like clearing his exams. I just couldn't get my head around this, Benny, because at one point in my life, like I told in that our episode, that I had harbored ambitions of applying for civil services, and I knew what was in store in terms of the sacrifices you make from your personal perspective. And I feel like I I was very lucky and privileged from the kind of financial setup my parents had, and I didn't have to worry about that front. And I had that luxury to take that option. It's a different reason why I didn't take it up. Let's not go there. This film right. made me regret my life choices a lot. Like, if Manoj, despite his adversities, could do it, Meenal, you were on a bed of roses. What were you thinking? Anyway, let's not go there. But that flour mill scene when he starts working there just hit me really badly. I think that is where I felt it. I don't know, my heart was in pain seeing his adversity. Like, how much worse can this
and you can see dad? That reflected in his dad's yeah. eyes, because his dad yeah. so far he's been just only focusing on that case, disregarding, ignoring his family till that point, not because he's
correct
he's like bad or anything like that, just because he's so focused on getting justice, which has eluded him all this time. And then yeah. he comes to see that his son looks in terrible shape, living in this kind of condition. Of course. And so his son, his father is at a stage where he's just decided, what's the point? You know, we just yeah. don't, we cannot succeed. We're not meant to succeed. And he becomes so cynical and just gives up on everything. And so he's telling Manoj that let's just go back. Let's just go back to the village. Let's just, yeah. you know what? I'll do whatever they say. You know, I'll be part of this corrupt system, yeah. this corrupt machinery. And, you know, it was a hard watch because it was so real.
Very hard watch.
Right? Not just the yeah. emotions, but just we are all part of the system that's just like running. That's been the way it has been for decades, and just one individual, we can't change it. Like, that's the mindset that we have.
No.
And to yeah. see someone as fierce and principled as the dad give up and say, fine, I'll accept the system as it is. It's disappointing and kind of, you know,
it's soul crushing,
kind of jarring.
It's absolutely soul crushing.
It is soul crushing, yeah. right? And this is where Manoj comes into his self, like the best version of his self, where he reminds his dad about his teachings to Manoj,
yeah.
you know, as a kid, and how he's inspired him and how he's encouraged them to always be so principled. And it's something where, you know, where the student becomes the teacher, essentially. And that scene was yes. so powerful, so emotional. And his dad gets this new burst of, you know, energy now. And I was like,
yep.
man, this film, like, can it get better? And it does.
It does. It now, gets even better.
because now it moves into my territory, which is, you know, the romantic part. because now I'm rooting for Manoj and Shraddha, because now she comes back to him. She apologizes for the way she spoke to him over the phone. And all of that. But now it leads to the scene where, so far, we've not really talked a lot about Pritham, but Pritham is the friend yeah. who brought him to Delhi. He's never really wanted to do this in the first place. He's been more interested in being in front of a camera, right? And so
correct.
He has failed again in one of his attempts, and he's just so frustrated. And he sees Manoj and his optimism, which is just unshakable, and he's jealous. And
yeah.
he sees Manoj and Shraddha together, and I totally understand him. I didn't hate Pritham in that moment, because I could feel like, you know what, I get it. I get envy, I get resentment, and he did what any person in his situation would do, as bad as it was, which is trying to drive this wedge between Manoj and Shraddha. And for a moment, the way the scene was set up and the way the performances were shaping up, I was thinking, man, again, this is going to be another one of those scenes where Shraddha is just going to be, she's going to distance herself so that Manoj can focus mm. and all of that. And that leads to, I feel like every scene I'm saying is my favorite scene, but again, another one of my favorite scenes where she tells him, you know, what did you say about, you know, turning the world upside down and all that? And she says, okay, I love you. Now go and turn the world upside down. And I'm not ashamed to say I shed some tears in this, because I was like, oh my God, this is so romantic.
Benny, and, you're such a goner for these scenes.
I'm telling you, they just know which buttons to push for me. So
yeah, but I have to admit, I really liked how understated the romance was in this film. Yeah. I didn't expect yeah. Shraddha's character arc to go this way when she was first introduced, and her, because there's a misunderstanding. She thinks he's an engineer. There's an evident class, status, education difference and upbringing difference between the two. It's like the two, the thou shall not meet. It's that signals you're getting, right? Or there's going to be some major conflict, something. But the way their story arc goes, especially her, she realizes she's been harsh to him. She realizes the misunderstanding was her own doing. He has really never lied. Yeah, he didn't clear it, but he didn't really lie about it to her.
Yeah.
So she realizes that.
It was omission. Back.
She, it's out of her. And I like stories where either the guy or the girl, they're not fixing each other, but they realize their own follies and mistakes and come. And that's why I really liked how her arc takes. And despite Preetam's outburst that you mentioned, she still doesn't step away from Manoj. In fact, it kind of becomes a driving factor to really, because he's on his last attempt. You only get 3 or 4 attempts at these exams. So he's on his last attempt to clear this. And she's like, it makes her more determined to make sure, because she's also aspiring to apply for one of these exams. She's also giving a state exam to become, get into the revenue, Indian Revenue Services, or collector services as they call it. And I loved the way that scene played out, because I thought that, okay, she's going to say, okay, this is not working out. My parents will never agree. We should split up, blah, 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 whatever. This is how it is. This is a reality. But she doesn't. She just tells him, she actually confesses and she tells him, I love you. Now you go turn the world around. I am here to support you. Brilliant. I loved it.
Yeah. And this was a great combination because of the visuals too. The cinematography when that was very, very straightforward. And the acting, but also the music. I think that helps. Because that's when you know, like, now you know, like, Manoj is, now that this has been clear, you know, now his love is also kind of reciprocating. It's like, literally, there's only one thing now that I need to, like, focus on. And then he just, like, runs off. And I was like, man, I'm all in. I'm all in to see him succeed. I know he will eventually do it. So I'm just waiting to see that moment. And then quite a few other things happen. But then we get this montage where to prepare for the exams, he stays at Gauri Baya's place. And we'll talk about Gauri Baya because he's such an important part of this whole story. So I want to give him all the credit that he deserves. So he stays at this Gauri Baya's place, prepares for the exam. That whole montage, it was just exhilarating. Right, because you know what's happening. It's the version of, like, you know, in a boxing film where the guy prepares and trains for the boxing match. I was like, man, this is, I can't believe an exam, preparing for an exam has been made to look so thrilling.
You know, have you seen
where was this montage when I was preparing for my exams?
So have you seen Bhag Milka Bhag, the movie on Milka Singh?
Yes.
You know, there is where he ties tires to his ankles and he climbs mountains. And so, you know, the training, when he starts training to get to the next level, it was that similar feeling that, yes, Manoj is now on his fight, like on his last mode, and he needs to get there. So let's root for him. So that's the kind of feeling you get.
And then I don't know if you wanted to talk about that scene where Shraddha, he talks to Shraddha over the phone, but she cannot come because her dad or parents were holding back, all because of Preetam's resentment, which boils over.
So essentially, so Preetam in his, so Preetam's issues are his dad, I think, is a collector or a similar senior or government official who wants his son desperately to walk into his footsteps or make their family's name, what do you say, famous or whatever, whatever that is, that prestige and all that stuff. So he is completely under pressure and he doesn't want to do it and he's not good at it. That's right. So his resentment comes out where I think he gives the impression to the dad that your daughter's sleeping with this guy. I think that's what it says. And obviously she is... I love that scene again. Again, it could have been very over-the-top, melodramatic, etc. And Shraddha just tells her, father, you don't trust me. It's not, I'm not going, because it's not that I can't go and I can't be and I will be with him. It's not because of that, just the fact that you don't trust me and you trust a stranger over your daughter. I think it's a very powerful line that she delivers. And a lot of parents watching this should think about it, that how easily we are swayed by somebody you have raised and you've known, how easily we lose faith in our kids over the words of a stranger who you don't even know. Dad has probably not even seen Pritam's face. So like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I loved the way she doesn't throw a fit. She doesn't cry. She doesn't, you know, the typical Bollywood fair reactions that you would have seen. She doesn't do any of that. She says it so calmly. Yeah. And that's her nature. So you realize how calm her Shraddha is. And I think Medha Shankar's delivery is so wonderful. She keeps the calmness in her voice going, whether she's expressing her love to Manoj or whether she's talking to her dad, maintaining a firm stand. It's just lovely to watch. Is that she doesn't disrespect her father at any given point in that reaction. It just expresses her disappointment.
Yeah. That scene with Shraddha and her parents, like, I'll admit that was a good scene, and it was a very different way of showing a daughter, an Indian daughter, reasoning with her parents against something that's, first of all, untrue, but also having a very mature way to kind of ask, why are you trusting a stranger's word over mine? Like, you
Correct.
Know, we've Correct. Seen that explored in other films, but like you said, it's usually very melodramatic and there's a lot of raised voices and arguments and probably some slaps thrown in there. None of that in this. That scene was good. The one thing that didn't work for me, and it's just one of two things in this entire film that didn't work for me, was the whole setup to it was Pritam calling the house. Now, I would be really curious to know if this is based on a true story, because from what I heard, the Pritam character was created for the film.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of that is true. So I don't really know if anyone called, you know, Shraddha's house and said that to her parents, because this is the only place, this and one other scene towards the end was the only place where I felt this was very filmy, you know, to create conflict.
It is.
Right?
Correct.
To create this sense of conflict, to create this twist that is needed to kind of propel the story. That's the only thing where I felt a little bit taken out, but it still led to a good scene with Shraddha and her parents. Yeah. So I can live with that.
But to be honest, Benny, given their class status differences, I don't think her parents, even in real life, would be like welcoming Manoj with full, like, open arms. Come, yes. I'm sure there must have been some conflict. It is very natural, I think, because they are also thinking from the daughter's future perspective. Nothing wrong in that. They've not met him. They don't know him. It's fair. I think if that conflict did arise, I think it's a very natural conflict for a parent to have.
No, and I feel like it is an artistic choice by the director, because he probably doesn't have enough time now to explore the whole parents disapproving of Manoj angle, because that will take some time and it'll kind of take you away from that whole setting. So he probably thought, okay, this is a better way of just kind of highlighting this class difference. So again, I can live with that. I can live with one or two flaws or perceived flaws, according to, you know, my perceived flaws anyway. But that does lead to this great scene where the parents have made up with Shraddha and, you know, they trust her, they let her go, and both Shraddha and Manoj come to Pritam's place. And again, what would happen there will be some harsh words exchanged. Probably Shraddha would slap Pritam. None of that happens, right? It's a nice reconciliation scene. And you can see Pritam very embarrassed because, like, Shraddha's right there and he's like, you know, kind of great acting by I think Anand Joshi is the name of the actor. Great acting
so
in that
good,
scene
yes.
because.
Yes.
He displays that awkwardness and kind of embarrassment. And he's like, Shraddha, I'm so sorry. And her response was just, she's become one of my new favorite actresses now. And I'm really excited to see what she does in the future. But her acting in that, where, again, she doesn't respond with anger. She's like, well, I'm glad you did that because, you know, now my parents trust me and I was like, again, this film's doing a great job of subverting the viewer's expectation. Every time they think that they know what's going to happen,
it doesn't. You know, again, it goes another way.
It's different. So, another great scene. So from there, we'll go to, again, for the romantic in me, one of my favorite scenes alongside her, you know, kind of telling him to go to Underworld Upside Down is when, you know, so now Manoj is going to go for his final interview and she drops him off and she gives him a note and says to open it when he's alone. And then, of course, he does end up opening it during this kind of brief intermission during that interview. And she's essentially proposing, but the words are so beautiful, right? She essentially says, yeah, I don't care if you're an IPS police officer, IPS officer or like some kind of mill worker, or whatever, I will be with you. Yeah. Will you marry me? And I was like, man, I need a separate movie with these two. Just, I don't need songs and dance, just them kind of, you know, this courtship between them and just like a love story, like a very simple, mature love story between these two. I'll just watch it because it was so beautifully done. And again, one of my favorite scenes. And kind of rounding up the favorite scenes portion of this, you know, the climax, it's predictable, right? Like, come on, at this point, you should know as a viewer, he's going to become the IPS officer.
Yeah.
But how is the director going to show it, right? Like, we've built up to this moment. Is it going to live up to the hype, or is it going to live up to all the buildup? And again, credit to everyone involved in this, like the directors, the music, but ultimately it's the acting which has to convey, you know, this moment, the gravity of this moment, that finally that moment of achievement, the moment of success. So obviously Manoj doesn't have the thing to go and see the results, you know, and so Shraddha goes and sees, and he's waiting, and you can see the swarm of people around him going to see their own. And again, it's such a fascinating way to show, like, you're just one tiny person. You're just like one small person in the sea of people who are all trying to succeed in their endeavors. And we never know what anyone else is going through, the struggles and the hardships. Correct. And it's a nice way to show, like, you're just one in a million kind of thing. And so he's standing there waiting. And then Shraddha sees the result and she comes to him. And all she does is just, you know, she's just nodding tearfully, and then he collapses.
Yeah.
The music. I was like, okay, this has lived up to it. This has lived up to what I was hoping for. And everything that happens after, you know, Gauri Baia, Preetam, but really the phone call with his mother. Again, tears.
That was for me.
The same actress, again, Geeta Sharma, she, like, the whole time she was on the phone, she couldn't stop smiling. She was talking to him. She was asking him stuff. She couldn't stop smiling. And that scene where, like, the father comes, confirms that he's passed his exam, and he walks off, and she's like, where are you going? And he's like,
I'm going to bash.
You know, I'm going to go tell this guy that my son is an officer. And I was like, it's so good. Like, how many films manage to hit all the notes? You know, a lot of these films, when they're made with this intention, they end up glorifying the protagonist a little too much, or it becomes a little too unrealistic. They take too many artistic liberties where you know you're watching a film. But in this, it was like you were with them. You were rooting for each one of them. You were sharing in their joy, and you were just so happy to see all of this working out. So right up there was probably like my top two or three scenes from this film. Which leads to the final scene. Well, not necessarily the final scene, but the scene before the final scene is when we're not done with DSP Dushyant Singh. Manoj, as an IPS officer, goes to meet him. The DSP doesn't recognize him, right? He just knows there's this IPS officer coming. So he's a lower rank than the IPS officer. So he just greets him. He actually salutes him, you know, and all of that. And Manoj says, like, you don't remember me. And then that, again, amazing acting performance by the actor who plays Dushyant Singh, because the moment he's like, wait a minute, that guy? Like, the guy in this village, in this remote village that I'd helped this one time, and, you know, he's cheated his exams. And when he realizes and he hugs him, I melted. I was like, how much more can I cry today? You know, that kind of, it was just so, so, so good. And again, I know we've taken so much time talking about all these scenes, and I feel like we've not done justice, because again, if anyone is still listening and you have not seen it, or even if you've seen the film, go watch it again. Like, it's amazing, like, how many this film is packed with powerful scenes which will make you laugh and make you cry, which will make you root for these people. And these are real people. I mean, almost all of them are real people. So
I like films or TV series which are relatable, where or you come back being feeling inspired, or you know, just oh wow, or it puts your life into perspective. And you know, when you see Manoj's struggles, you just realize, what the hell am I cribbing about? Sorry, I don't even have 10% of what struggles he has been through. So I like films like that, which make you reflect, make you think. 12th Fail is exactly the kind of film that on a day when you're feeling really low, go watch it, because it will just inspire you to pick up your life again, pick yourself up again, and, you know, get on, move on. Yeah. I just feel that this is such an inspiring film.
And I think why this film worked so well too is because Indian cinema is at that stage where the flavor of the season is action films, like violent action films. Again, I enjoy my fair share of violent action films, but I don't think they should be the only kind of films that we should be able to see. I think we should have variety. We should have different types of films. And I'm so glad that this film came out when it did, because it's like a breath of fresh air. And it's a film that will stand the test of time while all these other action films, like, people will forget about in a year or so because we'll move on to something else. But a film like 12th Fail, it's a classic that even 5 years, 10 years down, all of the actors involved, all of the technicians involved, the director, the film, the music composers, they'll all be proud of this. They'll consider it one of their best work, you know, in their career. Absolutely. So a film like this, it's so good. It's so hopeful, because it's hard to make a sincere film that, you know, when you're done watching it, makes you feel more optimistic about the world, and about encouraging you to never give up on your dreams, you know, because it's such a hokey thing where it can just become cheesy and you're like, okay, yeah, but in real life it's not going to happen. And then we move on with our lives. So it's hard to make films like these, which makes you want more and kind of feel encouraged and hopeful about life. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's just a brilliant film. And I'm so glad that you mentioned it, because that was the final push that I needed to go watch this film. And I'm so glad I did. So before we, I mean, we cannot wrap up this episode without talking about the performances of this film, because that was the heart and soul of it. So I'll start, and then we can kind of go through each one, and then we can finish up. But Anant Joshi, who plays Pritam Pandey, he was a revelation, according to me, because it's kind of a different, again, this is not a real character, right? This was written for the film. So everyone else has a reference point. He doesn't. And it could have easily become a very either cliched, like, friend for comic effect, you know, just for the comedy, or it could become like the evil, you know, the villain, so to speak, of the story. And he's neither. He's just like a real, like, he's a real character in that the feelings, the emotions that he goes through are real. Someone who's kind of forced into something he doesn't want to do, and then not succeeding at it, but seeing others have a drive that he doesn't have. So it's a whole range of emotions that he has to deal with. And the actor Anand Joshi does a great job portraying this character. So really,
he is your really connect. Good performance. And he is your connect with the audience, because he is narrating to you Manoj's story.
Right.
It's his voice.
Right.
So
and he that's how gets the privilege of being in that final shot as well. So it's like a nice end to his arc. from the point of this film. So
yeah,
I mean, no disrespect, you're just wasting the country's resources, man. Nahi banne wale tum log IPS officers. Just accept it and move on.
सही बात कर रहे हो तुम। नहीं, बिल्कुल सही बात। चले आते हैं भेड़ बकरियों की तरह बसों और ट्रेनों में भर भर, कुछ नहीं होता इनके पास। गरीब होता है इनका बाप, कोई सब्जी बेचता है, कोई ट्रक चलाता है, तो कोई झाड़ू लगाता है। मई जून के चिलचिलाती गर्मी में नहीं, खेतों में मजदूरी करता है मेरा बाप। नहीं पढ़ा पाते बाप अपने बच्चा को महंगा स्कूल कॉलेज में, नहीं रख पाते कोचिंग के फीस का पैसा इनके जेब में। लेकिन पता है, फिर भी ये लोग खाली हाथ नहीं आते हैं, जज्बा लेके आते हैं कि ये लोग बिना एक ना एक दिन आईएएस आईपीएस बनेंगे, चाहे इनको किसी लाइब्रेरी में झाड़ू लगाना पड़े या किसी का टॉयलेट साफ करना पड़े। ये पीछे नहीं हटते, हार नहीं मानते सर। बड़ा पक्का होता है इनका जज्बा, पर ये जज्बा होता है ना नवल, किसी महंगा स्कूल कॉलेज में पढ़ने से तो नहीं आता है, ये आता है करोड़ों हिंदुस्तानियों की उम्मीदों से, और यही इनका पूंजी होता है। आर जीत सब लगा रहता है नवल बाबू, लेकिन जिस दिन हम में से किसी एक का जीत होता है ना, तो हिंदुस्तान के करोड़ों भेड़ बकरियों का जीत होता है।
Anshuman Pushkar, who portrays Gauri Bhaiya, I feel bad that I didn't talk too much about him when I mentioned the scenes, because in a lot of these favorite scenes, he's there or he's integral to it.
Yes.
But he is the heart. Like, you can argue that Vikrant Masi or Medha Shankar, you know, they play the characters, you know, which has the heart of the film. But honestly, if it wasn't for Gauri Bhaiya, like, I don't know, would Manoj really have that? Because, you know, no individual can do things, can achieve things on their own. Like to think so, but you cannot. No. You need someone to kind of hold you up when you just want to just like fall and just give up. And he was that person. And again, a role that could have easily been dismissed as too filmy or too cliched. The actor just brought it to life, and because he doesn't have a straightforward story as well, right? Like, he fails, but he doesn't let that pull him down. He's like, all right, now I'm going to dedicate my life to helping others to succeed. And so he was one of the most affecting characters I've seen in Hindi cinema, because it's hard to portray someone who you feel sympathy for, but don't feel pity for. Right, he's not a pitiful character. He's just a guy who's not achieved something that he set his heart on, but he channels that to help others. And I thought that was another, again, in a film full of great performances, another one to note.
He was like, I would say that he was to Manoj what Gary Kirsten was to the Indian team that won the World Cup in 2011.
Oh, right. Yes. You know what? I could see that. Okay. let's talk about Medha Shankar portraying Shraddha. Solid performance. Again, like you mentioned earlier, no frills. There was no overacting. There was
nothing.
Acting. You know, so most Indian actresses, for people who are not familiar with Indian cinema, their route to films is mostly through modeling, and people see them, oh, they're pretty, so maybe they can become an actress. The ones who can really act, who are probably trained in film schools, they'll get the side characters, right? Like, they'll get the mother, they'll get the sister. That's changed. I would say it's changed in the last few years.
It's changed for sure.
For the most part, female leads are just actresses who look pretty, and they are terrible at acting. We've had to put up with that for most of my lifetime. I've had to put up with terrible actresses who portray the female leads. And so Shraddha, or Medha Shankar, she did exactly what she was supposed to do in this film,
yep.
which is be the rock, right? And it was not just about being a rock for Manoj. Herself, Shraddha as a character herself, she went through her own journey. And to pull that off, there was a great performance by Medha Shankar. And like I mentioned earlier, I'm excited to see what the future holds for her. Hopefully the right kind of roles exist. Because sometimes it's easy to say, I wish she chooses good roles. Why is she choosing this kind of flower pot role? But a lot of the time is because they don't write good characters for female leads in Indian cinema. And I'm hopeful with, you know, the times have been changing, and I hope that she finds some good roles, because I'm really excited to see what else she can do.
Yeah, I like I said before also in one of the scenes we have discussed, I just loved the calmness and the composure she showed throughout across all scenes. Like, as in, it's a very, very good, solid performance as an actress to not trip over on the melodramatic side, or to make yourself just to show that you've got the acting chops. Like, let me cry a little more harder, or let me just show I'm a little more pitiful, or let me just show and go yell at my father in that scene. You get swayed. You could have got swayed into that zone. Territory. She doesn't.
There's this one scene where after a long time she's meeting Manoj. She actually like meets him at the coaching center first, but then she goes to where he is because he's passed the exam.
Yeah.
So she goes to that place that he's staying, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like the dad. She goes in and she is shocked by the conditions. And here's where Medha Shankar, the actress, does a great job, because he kind of like says, okay, sit down. And he tries to like, he's adjusting something, and he kind of turns around. If you notice her, if you notice Medha Shankar, she does this very subtle thing where she kind of like looks up and down all around, and it feels so real. It doesn't feel like an actress is like ready to deliver the next line, right?
Yeah.
She's in the moment. She's not like, moment, I'm an actress, watch me act. She's like, she is portraying this real sense of, oh my God, what is this place? How is she living here? So she kind of like, she's trying to very subtly take note of the surroundings before he turns back around, right? Correct. And I was like, again, simple things. Simple, subtle things as an actor that you can do. And she was just on top. And I was like, okay, this is a good performance. which leads to the star of the film, really, which is Vikrant Masi. I mean, I'll say it. I think he's the next Irfan Khan. Someone
you think
who...
so?
I'm telling it. I'm not hesitating at all. And I know that Irfan Khan is someone who's unique in the history of Indian cinema. So it's a big call, but I think Vikrant has it, because every single film that I've seen of his, be it like the supporting roles or the lead roles. And many of these films, they're not huge blockbusters, right? Everyone focuses on the cons, like me. But he does carve out.
Focus on one con.
Actually, that's true.
Focus on one con.
King Khan for life. But he does, Vikrant has carved a niche for himself in the short time frame, which is, I think, 10 years, if I'm not mistaken. And this film, probably the best of his career, because every single frame he's in, you don't think of Vikrant Masi, the actor. You're only thinking of Manoj Sharma. And that's like the biggest compliment you can give to an actor, is when you're not recognizing the actor, or when you're thinking of the actor, he just dissolves into the role. Like, his body language throughout the whole film, he's kind of shrunken down. He's kind of this person who is determined, but at the same time, he feels so beaten down. He's insecure. He's not confident a lot of the times. The way he interacts with people, where he thinks he's inferior to someone. So the way he smiles through like the tough times, but also at the times when he just needs to lash out and he's frustrated. Every single scene is just like a 10 out of 10. And I'm like, he can go places, and I know as a country, India is obsessed with superstars, right? Case in point, me. But the superstars are not going to exist forever, right? I think especially post-COVID, especially once these streaming platforms have come on, people have been exposed to more content, which is superior in terms of quality, in terms of story, in terms of performance. And they're like, wait a minute. This actor is good. Why are we not seeing him more? And that kind of gets you exposed to more films like that. And so I think Vikram Massey is at a great point in his career where especially post 12th Fail, people are going to be like looking out for what he's going to be doing. And then like, I want to watch that. Vikram says in it, I'm going to watch it. And that's kind of like how Irfan Khan was for the longest time where it didn't matter who the director or the story was. Irfan Khan is in it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, but I think I'm not fully convinced about Vikrant yet taking the torch from Irfan, because Irfan's versatility, especially on the comic side of things, is very understated. If you see Piku, where he will play the sarcasm, he brought the sarcasm, or you see movies like Caravan, Blackmail, which are not big hits, but Irfan's characters were just phenomenal to watch in terms of the comic aspect that he brings to his dialogue delivery and the sarcasm angle. Because people think about Irfan and they remember all his serious roles, etc., right? The big ones. But he's done these so many movies where he's just brilliant. Like Life in a Metro is also one of my favorite films of his, as to how good Irfan was. And the range Irfan brings to the screen. Vikrant is a very good actor. I don't deny it. I think I like him amongst the real current crop for sure. I still want to see what choices he makes and what versatility he brings, because I've seen him in a few duds as well. And I kept wondering, why is he doing these films also? So I'm still not convinced, though I have to admit, I haven't watched A Death in Gunj, which is where he came into prominence primarily because of that movie. I can't watch Mirzapur web series. It is too violent for me. And these are the kind of, which put him in the spotlight, right? These events. So we'll wait and watch. I don't deny he's a very good actor. I still won't place him in the same league yet.
I don't think Vikrant is in the same league as Irfan Khan. When I say he's the next Irfan Khan, I think he's in the right trajectory to reach the status Irfan Khan reached eventually. Because Irfan Khan, his route wasn't easy either, right? It took him years to finally be recognized by his peers and people as one of the finest actors in Indian cinema. And he went on to act in a few Hollywood films as well. And what I see for Vikrant in the future, depending on the kind of films he acts in, depending on the roles he chooses, I can see that in his future. Again, while I said like his performances have always been good, that's true. That doesn't mean the films he's been in always have been good. that's a testament to the actor, where sometimes you can be in a terrible film and you can still shine. And he's done that pretty well as well. So I really think Vikrant Massey, along with, there are a few actors who, like, when I think of actors, right, in terms of, like, this person can be relied on to put up a good performance, regardless of what this film or show is going to turn out to be, like Manoj Bajpayee, K.K. Menon, these guys are put in the top league of, regardless of the quality of the show. As a performer, they always bring their A game. And so there are a few actors like that. But especially in the younger crop, he's probably like right up there.
As one of the best. Like, so for me, it was always Nasruddin Shah, Om Puri. Really enjoyed watching their performances. And they were the arts, because at that time there was a clear distinction between popular cinema, commercial cinema, and art cinema, right? So Smita Patil, Shabana Azmi, all of these, Anupam Kher, they all came focused on the art cinema side of things, and they were excellent. Nasir has also acted in commercial films and done a great job. He's one of my favorite actors. Absolutely love him. I've seen him live in theater. It's brilliant. So same, the names you said, Manoj Bajpayee, K.K. Menon, if they are there, I'm going to watch. I want to go. Like, I ended up watching Killer Soup for Konkana and Manoj, and it was a disaster, but I enjoyed it. I like them. series was just, I'm like, what am I watching? Why am I watching this series? But they were there. So it's the same thing. So yeah, I think Vikrant can get to that stage. The challenge is, like I said, which scripts he chooses, which directors he works with, things like that will matter in his trajectory. But yeah, I like what he did with 12th Fail's character.
Which brings us to Vidhu Vinod Chopra.
Yes.
I think it's the first film of his I've seen as a director. Because I know he's written for... Didn't he write for the Munabai films? And
produced it. He produced it.
He produced it. Okay. So he produced some of the films that I've seen.
Three Idiots, yeah.
Okay. But as a director, I think this is the first film of his that I've actually watched.
Benny, you have to correct that.
He seems to have been around forever. And this is the first film of his I've seen. And I've enjoyed it immensely. So... Yes. yeah, I feel like I need to know more about it.
Yes. So my first film of, I think, Vidhu Vinod Chopra, which I don't remember if it was... No, I think I watched Khamosh as a kid. I don't know why my parents have let me watch all these thriller films at such a young age. Khamosh is a great... So all the art cinema stalwarts of 80s were in Khamosh. And it's a thriller. Murder thriller, and it's just the tension that builds up is great. If you watch it now, you may find it jaded. One of my friends watched it now because he had not seen it, and me and my other friend took his case, like, how can you have not watched this if you're a Bollywood buff? And he found it really jaded. He's like, why were you guys praising it so much? And then we realized, yeah, maybe it's 30 years down the line. This is like 85, 86 film, so obviously probably some things are jaded, or we watched too many similar plots at that point. At that point, it was something which probably was not very common. But the film that floored me, which is still one of my favorites, which kind of shifted Bollywood's trajectory as well, is Parinda. And this one starred Jackie Shroff, Anil Kapoor, Madhuri Dixit, Nana Patekar, Anupam Kher, won truckloads of awards, was the film nominated to go to our Oscar entries. Didn't get nominated Oscars, but was our official entry. It is a noir film, crime drama, but based in Mumbai. And there are shots of streets and places that you would just go to walk around in Mumbai, which is like your common man's areas, which where such amazing scenes were shot. It is a hard-hitting film in terms of what happens to all the characters on the film. So it's not some pretty, you'll come out feeling very hopeful or whatever. But it is known that he brought realism to Bollywood cinema. That's what Parinda did. That's what Vinod Chopra's contribution is. And that's why it put Bollywood in a different trajectory from Parinda onwards. So highly recommend. You have to watch it. One of the best crime movies, mafia movies, underworld movies, whatever you call it.
I watched a couple of his interviews post 12th Fail, and he just seems so passionate about the art of filmmaking, and not just looking at it from like, okay, I wanted to make this much money, which a lot of filmmakers today, they have to focus on, but he's more like quality first, and I want to make it according to the vision that I have and not because of what the production company is going to be like, oh, people will not accept this particular thing and you have to change it. He's like, no, this is exactly what I see. This is how exactly I want to make it.
Yeah.
And so to bring to life this true story and to do it in the way that so many people have been drawn to this. Like, I've seen so many people praise it. I have not come across anyone who's found it like boring or like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's always been very like, very positively like, no, this is a film that I enjoyed watching and it just floored me. So yeah, absolutely. Just great work from everyone involved in this film. So
yeah,
I'm definitely going to be watching it a few more times in the future, probably to the next person I recommend. I'll be like, listen, I want to sit with you and we're going to watch this together. And I want to see your reactions. All of these favorite scenes that I've spent so much time talking about. But Meenal, do you have any other thoughts, anything that we haven't touched on about this film?
I have one because I've been cribbing about how horrible Bollywood music has got in the last 5 years. There is not a single song that I can listen to or it plays on a loop in my playlist. I keep going back to the 60s, which was the golden decade. I keep going back to the noughties, which was the next best decade for me in terms of Bollywood music. And this film gives two really completely different genre songs. One is Restart with the rap, which is such a fun, inspiring song. I love at the points it comes in the films. The song placement is just right. And the romantic number sung by two of my favorite singers, Shreya Ghoshal and Shaan Bolona, is just beautiful. And then I come to know that in the film, when her character, Shraddha's character, singing, that was Medha's voice. I was like very impressed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's an outstanding singer, but I really liked how they kept it real and how she sings it. And it was nice to know that she sang it and it was not some playback singing happening. But
yeah,
from a music perspective, just two songs I think are there. I really love these songs. So I was glad that it gave me something more to cheer about from Bollywood.
Yeah, music was such an integral part of this film, and I'm glad that also
beautiful.
Contributed to this film. So great film all around. I'm so glad I got to watch it, and highly recommend to people, go give this film another watch, even if you've seen it before. Yeah, it's just one of those films that just makes you so hopeful. It makes you feel good for the people in it, and just gives you a sense of purpose and determination to, like, you know what? I'm just going to hashtag restart and just keep going.
Another restart. So, absolutely. Well said.
So before we wrap up for good, we always give our ratings for the movies that we watch and that we discuss on this show. So on a, what is the scale that we want to use? We use a scale of 10, right?
Yes, yes.
So it's been that long, so I need to remember.
I know, Benny. We need to get better at this.
Why don't you go? What is your rating? I don't think mine will be a surprise. So why don't you go first?
Mine is a 10 on 10, simply because I said it's at the point in my life I watched this movie, how it made me feel, how I came out being so happy after watching this movie. It's just the feelings I had for this movie. It set the tone for my year. So 10 on 10, absolutely.
But yeah, and same here. 10 on 10, because like I said earlier, this is one of the few Hindi films from recent times that I've just enjoyed so immensely that I wanted to watch it again.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, because I ended up watching three times in a span of 4 weeks. Because again, how many films can you say, like, literally every scene, like, oh man, this is great. This is great. Oh, this is a favorite scene of mine. Like, if I watch it again, I'm going to be like, yeah, I enjoyed this scene. Then it goes to the next one. I'm like, oh yeah, I enjoyed this scene as well. It's very rare to make a film that every frame, every performance, every, you know, musical choice, like everything is just so on point, to the point where you're like, surely it can't be that good, but it is. 12th Fail is really good. And the fact that it's based on a true story is just incredible. The true story itself is incredible, and it's just a testament to films. And this is why we love watching movies, because it just elevated a true story into something that's just going to be a classic for a long time. So,
I just want to add one more thing, because, you know, the way Bollywood films are, they make it all about the protagonist, the hero, he's the whole savior, everything, blah, blah, blah. And while the story was about Manoj, I felt at the underlying message was success is not a one-man show. Because of the solid support that he had around him, and even Shraddha's success in becoming a collector and clearing the state services, I just felt that it was so wonderfully intertwined. Their family's success, his success, like, it has so many definitions. And I love that messaging about it. It was so wholesome for me, the whole thing.
So on that note, I want to thank our listeners for listening. Please be sure to follow us on social media. I know we haven't been too regular with our updates, but we promise you we will try to be better at that. Our handle is @_talkingtalkies. Do subscribe to the podcast for the latest episodes, and do let your friends know about this show. And any feedback, critiques, anything, we welcome them. This has been your host, Benny.
And Meena.
And we'll see you at the next movie.
जीरो दस को लाख बनाए जीरो से क्या डरना पे जीरो दस को लाख बनाए जीरो से क्या डरना बे जीरो के पहिए बना के तू आगे आगे पढ़ना बे
पढ़ना बे पढ़ना बे पढ़ना बे आगे पढ़ना बे
कनपट्टी खुजा के बीती रात रास्ता न देखे कोई आज पति चला रात भगा पासा पलटे कोड उलटे फिर बाजी ले अपने हाथ
रीस्टार्ट
रीस्टार्ट रीस्टार्ट
जीरो से कर बे
करना यार
जो मिला उसी को किस्मत समझा थॉट बड़ा ये गंदा बे
जाके बीती रात रास्ता ना देखे कोई आज पति चला रात भगा पासा पलटे बोर्ड उलटे